aggressive.
Yeah.
Being more aggressive, taking more chances.
Yeah, I try to do anything to get the offensive ball, man. Our defenses need to just be big on turnovers. So our coach is just always preaching to us, turn the ball over, challenge the receivers. That's what we just do, man. We're just trying to motivate ourselves and get that done.
Darius, the night Tease was drafted, he said he was going to stick in your back pocket, be your cell phone to learn from you. He's slowly coming along. He's starting to get mm-hmm. his feet wet on the
mm-hmm.
field.
Yeah, yeah,
how
yeah.
have you seen him grow, and how have you been able to maybe help him along?
Helping a lot, man. He helped me a lot, too, because, you know, he's a real smart guy for him to be that young and to be able to play, like, in the linebacker spots, and, you know, coming in on our dime packages. It shows that how smart he is and how much trust we got into him, because that's a tough job, because I don't know how to play it. So with him knowing how to play, that's a good thing for him. And he learned real good, man. He just like me as a rook coming in, learning the games. You know, I think our job here now is our coach did good by not throwing him in that fire and putting him in the right time for him to get comfortable, to not lose his confidence, because I got through in the fire. Oh, yeah, the second game, I was in the fire. So, you know, it was rough for me, but a guy like me, I had a lot of confidence. So, I think our coach is doing a great job of preparing him for this game. You know, it's a tough game. It's a business. So they're doing a real good job with him.
You've obviously turned out really well for you. But
yeah.
Do you think you would have benefited maybe a little bit to have that extra time before you had to be thrown?
As I see it now, yeah. But, you know, as a guy coming in the league, you know, all you want to do is play the game. I want to play. I want to sit on the sideline. I ain't sit on the sideline my whole life. So, you know, I'm guaranteeing he's seeing it the same way. But, you know, as me, come from me, for being in his experience, I told him, like, hey, I was in your shoes. You know what I'm saying? They threw me out there. I wasn't ready, but I was just like, you know, I was talented enough, but it's just a lot of tricks to trades. And right now he's just learning the process. He's doing very good at it. Now you see him in there making plays and, you know, helping our defense contribute.
The next step in that process is an experience for him.
Mm-hmm.
How important is it getting 11 plays
and
maybe getting more?
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's just how it is. More you put out there, more production you get, the more time you get. You know, that's how coaches work. And, you know, just like all us, we all looking forward to him, to see him do amazing things here for us, and that's all we're waiting on.
Would you like to line up in sort of a linebacker spot like he did?
Oh, no, I ain't with all that. I do not really feel like hitting 300-pound guys. So, yeah.
I'm lining up in the offense.
Offense.
Jamal's taking all your
reps
on the offense.
I'm so jealous about that. I don't even want to discuss that because I'm mad about that. I think I should be a receiver right now. Anyway.
I'm so jealous.
So jealous about that. But, you know, whatever helps the team, we can help the team.
How do you think he's doing with it?
I think he does a terrible job. I'm just playing. No, he's doing very good, man. To see a guy go from there, you know, obviously he's a special guy. You can see that with him on punt return. So I just think he's very dynamic with the ball in his hand. And our coaches see that. So, I mean, that's amazing, though, you know.
You said you guys give him a hard time.
Yeah, because he be coming in on me and be like, I go to the receiver meet. You know, you're a DB first. You stay in here. So, like I said, we just want him to be the best player he could be and help contribute to the team, though.
Would you be better taking
him? No, it's not. Boy, don't ever call me Darius again in your life, boy.
Would you be better taking handoffs or running routes?
Who?
You.
I'm all around. I can do whatever. I can even throw the ball.
What's your favorite route?
Every route is my favorite route because I'm always open. Sure,
like
I'm always
wildcat quarterback.
Huh?
Could you be like a wildcat quarterback?
I can do whatever.
Are you the emergency quarterback?
I am. I told Rudolph already.
When's the last time you played any offense? High school?
College.
Did you some offense?
Yeah, I got touchdowns. I'm the truth.
Was that Mississippi State or before that?
All of it. Oh. Both of them. Under guy.
Yeah,
that's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. Type in Darius Slay, get money. That's what we do.
As long as you don't call him Darius afterwards.
You know, nobody can call me Darius. All Slay. I don't know what he just thought of, but Chuck finna get himself checked and doing it. I don't play that Darius. My mom won't even call me Darius.
What's your mom call you?
Baby. Baby or son. That's it.
What does Glover call you?
What Glover called me? Slay. He be trying to play me, though. He called me his son the other day. I don't like that, so I got to handle that. I'm his son the other day. Hey, my dog got to get a seat.
There he is.
Boy, see what I'm saying? You better stop playing with me, boy. Right now.
That's a lot of disrespect.
I'm trying to tell you. I got something for that.